Am I not getting a ticket to Sun City?
Yes. Here's the thing. That's what we thought, because we wanted, you know, to be happy with you guys, right?
I see that.
But apparently, we got it wrong.
Oh, okay.
It's Sano! De Janeiro!
That's the theme song.
Samba. And you know what I'd say, Bongani, you'll agree that you and I and, you know, our teams, I know that you've got Tsikwe as well as Mutewa on that side, and I've got Cindy and Frankie here. You know, we wake up the city, right? It's our responsibility to wake up the city. So literally the songs have to sound like this. We have to be this. Because from 6 o'clock, you're not waking up at 6. At 6, you have to be awake.
Listen, we're morning people, but we had a bit of, shall we say, inside information about what song you would like to hear every time you walk into a room.
That's the one.
Don't look around now, but it might have been a certain sports presenter who gave us that tip.
Oh,
Is she dressed like a fruit today?
A big orange pumpkin.
Orange color, yeah. So listen, congratulations, 947 Station of the Year.
Yes.
Afternoon Drive presenter, Thando Thabete. Afternoon Drive show. And we really hate you for this one. Breakfast show presenter, Anelle Mdoctor. How many times have you won it?
How many times?
Right? I think it's three at least, right? At least three.
I'm going to go and research that. I think it's two. I think we're on to the second one now.
Yeah.
2020? Didn't you get it in 2020? Can you let the other children breathe?
Do you know what? We also scoop up the Best of Joburg a lot as a team and as presenters. So, but you know what it is? And I'm not even trying to be modest here. I really don't remember awards that we win. I think it's great, and it's better to win than not to win.
Of course.
Let's be honest.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Bongani didn't win.
Speak for money. You know, some things can be transmitted. We can just send the award two floors down, and it can really get
just to hold it and say, this is what it will feel like one day. But listen, I mean, absolutely, we don't do it for the awards, but we do it for the love of Joburg, for the love of the people that we serve, the audiences that we serve. And we here at 702 wanted to wish you all at 947 a big, big congratulations and say well done.
Thank you so much, Bongani. It really means a lot coming from you. I mean, you know, we've been watching your career. I remember, have you told people this, that I used to do graveyard and you used to do overnights for news?
Jonga, we come at midnight. And I think if I'm correct, our parents come from the same area, right?
Kutsolo, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Same village.
We've come.
Then we joined Prime Media at the same time. He was doing overnights at 702. I was doing overnights at 947.
And here we are.
That's amazing.
Congratulations once more. And Samba!
De Janeiro! We'll give it to you next year, Bongani. We'll take a break next year.
Yeah. That's sabbatical? Go back. All right. It's all fun here. Crossing over to 947. Very well done, guys. Really, really, we do mean it. There's a bit of competition as always. I think it's healthy competition. But we're all obviously one big family here at Prime Media Broadcasting. But they weren't the only winners. I can definitely tell you that for free, because even internally, of course, our congratulations go out to our colleague, Mandy Wiener, the host of the Midday Report, winning the Best News and Actuality Show. Mandy, congratulations, you and your team.
Thank you so much, Bongani. Really appreciate it.
I mean, listen, you've been doing such phenomenal work, getting that hour of news and everything that's breaking, everything in terms of where stories might go. What does this award mean to you?
It's so rewarding. We have the most fantastic team on the Midday Report. My producer, Kamagwini Mavovana, the technical producer who pushes all the buttons, Teresa Mapoye. And it's just magic because we're all women, so it's an all-women-led team. And we put a lot of work into it, a lot of thought, a lot of energy, getting the right guests. The EWN reporters contribute in such a big way, being on the ground, out there. And we like to think of it as a bit of a lunchbox. You know, we bring everybody everything in an hour. So getting an award like this is a great recognition from the industry, from our colleagues, and it's fantastic for 702 and Cape Talk.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I think what we try to do as Breakfast, we try to set the agenda. We have a sense of where we think the news is going. But of course, by the time you come in, you've got a very clear sense of what has happened, what is about to happen, and what might unfold later in the day. How do you decide what to pick, what to choose?
So it's collaborative. We discuss it. We look at the news agenda. It's very much about a news sense. And we're very fortunate because a lot of news breaks in the middle of the day. So we have to, what's that great COVID word, pivot. We have to pivot a lot and be adaptable and be able to go to breaking stories as they happen. But then we also like to set the agenda in our own way. We try and get those exclusives. We look at the quirky stories. I like to speak about the zeitgeist of the country. So we try and find things that people are talking about and add a bit of flavor. And then, you know, at heart, I love sports. So we make sure that we do a bit of that as well. Tona Kele and I always have a good banter, and we bring good things in, try and bring some light and shade. So a little bit of everything always.
In your lunchbox. Listen, couldn't happen to a nicer team. Congratulations. Mandy Wiener there, the host of the Midday Report here on 702 and Cape Talk, winning news and actuality show. But we're not done boasting. We're not done bragging just yet, because, of course, we've got our Sifiso Zulu, who walked away with the best bulletin reader. And he's now on the line from Eyewitness News. Sifiso Zulu, so very well done, young man.
Thank you so much, Mwani. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I mean, you've got that magic combination of a voice that speaks with authority, but it's a lovable voice. It's a voice you can get very easily drawn into. You bring the news in a way that is understandable, digestible, and I just think your career is on the up and on the up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Look, I wouldn't have done it without the guidance of the editorial team upstairs at Eyewitness News, 702, yourself as well. I mean, you've come to me in certain instances, you know, where you would give me guidelines of, listen, do this, do things this way, and this is how it's done. And that goes a long way. So absolutely, this is just not my award. It's the award for the entire Prime Media. It's the award of Eyewitness News and the investment that they have put in me and my growth, the training that goes into it. So absolutely grateful to everybody at Prime Media, everybody at Eyewitness News. Especially the editorial team.
Listen, Sifiso Zulu, you're just getting started, mate. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I'm looking forward to all the great things you are still going to achieve there. Sifiso Zulu from the Eyewitness News team, winning the best news bulletin reader at this weekend's radio.